Welcome back to Tea and Table. I'm Annie, and this is a podcast that is not actually about tea or tables, but rather about board games. More specifically, it's about me making a board game about hacking. That said, I am drinking tea while recording this. More specifically, a pomegranate mint tea, which is actually unexpectedly really tasty. Anyway, a quick note before we get started. If you're new here, first of all, welcome, and you may want to first have a listen to episode 2 of the podcast, in which I explain the rough thematic and mechanical ideas behind the game. With that out of the way, in this and a few episodes following later, I'll talk about other games. First of all, I think there is a surprisingly low number of hacking-themed board games, but I'm very biased since I work in the software and security industry, so the topic is much more present for me. Still, of course, I should take a look around to see how these other hacking games work and how they implement the hacking theme. And since I'm very professional, I'll call it market research. I'll split this up into probably 3 episodes, and I'll throw them in occasionally. So, what's my goal here? First and most importantly, I want to see how other games bring the hacking theme to life. I'm curious how detailed they get both in terms of mechanics and in terms of using concepts and technicalities from the world of hacking. Second, and this one is obvious, it's good to look around for inspiration. Maybe there is an interesting detail to iterate on, a concept I haven't thought about, stuff like that. And finally, third, I want to assess roughly how my game compares to existing games in terms of complexity, mechanics, and the interpretation of the theme. So let's get started in this episode with the single most obvious hacking-themed game, Android Netrunner. This is a 2-player living COD game that was first released in 2012 by Fantasy Flight Games, but has since been discontinued. However, it still has a passionate fan community, and there is even a fan project that sells new CODs today. The game is set in the distant future, where humans have settled on other planets in space, people hook their brains up to computers, and big technology corporations control all aspects of life. So that's a very cool science fiction setting, and the theming and world building focuses a lot on that. Now, how does Android Netrunner implement the hacking theme? One player will play a big corporation that is trying to advance agendas to score agenda points, which are essentially the victory points of the game, while the other player is a rogue hacker trying to disrupt the corporation by stealing agenda points from it. Now, looking at the base concepts in the game and the content on the cards, it uses a ton of very thematic computery terms and ideas. There are servers, traces, links, things that are hosted and can be upgraded, and the Netrunner installs hardware and programs in their play area. The game even renames standard card game concepts like your hand, which is grip, the draw deck, which is the stack, or the discard pile, which is the heap. Now, as a side note, a stack in computer science is a list from which you can only ever take the top item, and a heap is, very broadly speaking, a list that is ordered, which is a cool little detail since the Netrunner's discard pile may not be rearranged during a game. That said, I think coming up with your own terms for established game concepts can be a double-edged sword, and I really like how it adds to the world building, but I also would probably need to look all these terms up multiple times while playing. Funny enough, and this is a second side note, there's also a concept called ICE, which is a type of shield that corporations can install on their servers for protection, and I don't understand why you would not just call this a firewall, which is a very classic and intuitive computer term, but maybe I'm missing a subtlety about the term ICE here. Now, the game not only uses a lot of computer slang, but I think it also really integrates the overall setting into its mechanics. Not all of the world building is purely related to hacking, but a lot of core mechanics are, like installing servers, or running programs that require memory to play, or the corporation using traces to track and slow down the Netrunner. So what can I take away from all of this? First, I'm aiming to make a very different game. Android Netrunner is a living card game, which is similar to a trading card game, but without the gambling aspect since you know in advance what's in an extension pack. It is more complex than what I'm trying to make, and it is a highly competitive 2-player game, while I'm making a cooperative game. It's also generally more of a niche game, especially these days. However, just from reading the rulebook and looking at some cards, I love how thematic it is, and I kind of want to play it now. Sometimes the theme comes through in very concrete and literal ways, other times it's less accurate and more abstract or hidden. Overall, there are a ton of fairly specific terms, but the game is made to be played a lot by a dedicated core audience, so it totally gets away with this. For my own game, I want to make sure that the theme never gets in the way of the mechanics and ideally helps players with and without computer knowledge make sense of the gameplay intuitively. So I will probably stay away from using obscure and abstract terms for the structure and core aspects of the game, like renaming the discard pile and calling it heap. I think the more obscure references might be more suitable for the content in the game, for example the names of the command cards you can play. In terms of inspiration, I like how Android Netrunner groups cards into categories like programs or hardware, and I'm already planning on doing something similar for the cards in my game. Also, the game confirms for me that it is not an absurd idea to make a very thematic hacking game, although I need to be careful not to make it appear too niche and obscure. So this was part one in my little series, and like I said, I'll throw in a few more of these episodes in the coming weeks. Until then, feel free to say hi, my contact details are in the show notes, and I'll talk to you next time.